Hey, I'm Vince.
And I'm Kirk. We're here
And
with so far an
Frank.
unnamed podcast.
Yeah.
And what we really would
May
like to
name it
do,
one of many things.
that's exactly right. But we really want to talk to y'all just about the purpose of this podcast, just to get started. Vince and I have really for a while both had on our heart to begin to record and really dig into what's Christianity, what does it mean to live a good, successful Christian life, and really build a platform to help equip people and build them up in their faith and help answer hard questions that maybe even the church themselves isn't willing to ask because they're too afraid of maybe social unlike or maybe losing followers, so to speak, to use current vernacular. You know what I mean, Vince?
Oh no, I totally get it. Like I know one of the things that really has been on my heart, and I know you and I have spoke of this, is the ability to help others to walk through the things that life throws at us and do it in a biblical way and do it from a practical standpoint. Not you don't have to go to a Bible school in order to learn how to handle a Christian life.
That's
You
right.
just need to be able to turn to the Word. And sometimes it's hard when you don't know where you're looking or you don't know what any of it means. Sometimes it's hard to look at that and you're like, I don't understand half of what these people are talking about. And everybody says the Bible's the source of how to help. But when you do get it, man, does it come alive. And then you'll never forget it. And then you can pass it on to others. And that's kind of what I feel like we're going to be doing, Kirk. Just a lot of the things that we've just talked about, the things that we have been through, being able to share that experience. You know, for everybody out there, whether you know where this is or not, in Revelation it says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony.
That's good.
And that's a lot of what you'll probably hear from most people that from Kirk and I and anybody else that may show up from time to time, if we have any guests on here, it would be just telling our story, how we made it through it, how God helped us to get through, and how he can help you as well.
No, absolutely. And there's a lot of practical lessons I think that we learn in life that people don't want to talk about. I mean,
Sure.
reality is, in the Christian life, many times we go through moments of hell on earth. There's no other way to put it. We can try to paint it pretty, we can try to dance around it, but there are moments that the only way to describe it is the fiery fire of hell, you know,
Yeah, pretty
because you
much.
feel at the moment like the world's imploding, you feel like everything's against you, you feel like your world's on fire and everything's just burning to the ground. And the church a lot of times doesn't want to deal with those moments because those questions sometimes are very hard to answer. And one of the things that you and I have both talked about, and one of the reasons we started this podcast, is so that we can start trying to talk about hard conversations, hard topics, so that we can dig into them. We're not going to always give the answer, but we'll
Right.
visit what the gospel says about these topics, what Scripture
Yeah.
teaches us about them, and we'll talk about insights and experiences that we've had in life and how God's brought us through these moments that sometimes we wonder how in the world did we make it this far? Because we see the miracle of what God's been doing in our life as we've walked through these moments ourselves.
And sometimes you'll walk away with more questions than answers.
Sometimes you do.
And you know, not that we're not hating on the church at all by any means. It's the problem when it comes to the organized church in a sense, especially here in America, and the reason that we tend not to answer those questions, sometimes it's just simply because they just don't know. And or the way they've been trained is if you don't know, you just don't say anything. Instead of simply saying, "Hey, I don't know," and it's time for us to, as the church, to just start embracing those hard questions,
And
embracing those hard things.
just to be fully transparent, Vince and I both work in some capacity with organized either church or ministry.
Sure.
And so, like he said, we are not against the church. We love the church. We are 100% for the church. And we believe people need to be plugged in actively to a local body. 100%. Absolutely. And we don't think anyone should be segregating themselves from the local church. We don't think that at all. What we're acknowledging, though, is that like any organization, that there are problems in some of the current ways that people do things, current operational patterns.
Right.
And one of those patterns is they people get more worried about the donations coming in than they do about necessarily what's being said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not just from the church, not just from the pulpit. The news media that we watch on the nightly news every day is the same way. Mm-hmm. They will tell you a lie if they think it'll get you more views. Now, the church isn't that way if they're a good, outstanding organization. And majority of churches are 100% above board, trying their best to minister to the needs of the congregation, trying their best to make people built up in their faith, trying to make sure that they're strengthened and equipped with everything they need to be successful Christian and also walk successfully in their life. Unfortunately, there's a couple wolves in sheep's clothing out there that are kind of sneaking in, trying to pretend to be good shepherds, and they're not. And they're the ones that give the bad name to the whole.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not the normal. It's the exception to the rule. Most right, leaders right. in the church are 100% wanting to build up their congregation. It's just there's some out there that have some issues here and there.
Well, even in the good ones, you know, you're going to run into the fact that you're going to find issues and you're going to find problems, because even the good ones, in case you're not aware, you know, humans aren't perfect and the church is run by humans. Yeah, I know. Shocking, Kurt, because I know we've talked all this time about how perfect that we are, and come to find out we're really not.
I just surprised. I didn't realize you were human.
Well, you know, I have been told I was an alien, but there's no proof of it yet. So, you know, if I could pick my planet, I'll pick one of the really cool looking ones that nobody knows anything about, so they can't tell me if I'm telling the truth or not. But
okay.
Now, to say that those people in those churches, like Kirk said, they're working really hard and doing the best that they actually can with whatever they have to reach out and minister to those and walk with them through their trials in life. But man, even they're going to get it wrong sometimes. And that's okay.
Absolutely.
And that's totally okay. Look, to my pastor friends out there, look, I love you guys. I support you. And for those of you who are senior pastors, look, y'all have amazing jobs. I don't envy your job. I do not want your job. And if God himself asked me for it, I'd be like, where's that fleece again?
Oh, brother, I'm 100% behind you there. I mean, I fought trying to go into full-time ministry or ministry at all for forever.
Yeah.
I personally do not understand people who that is their drive in life, to where that's the only thing they see, unless they know it's a call that God put on their heart and that they're pursuing it out of obedience. I understand that, because I've had a conversation with you and I told you an experience I had with the Lord, and I'm sure we'll get to that on another show. So, haha, guys, I'm going to make you hold on to listen for later. But the thing is trying to go into full-time ministry, if you're not called to it, you're asking for trouble. James, in the book of James, tells us that not many should desire to be leaders within the church, because leaders within the church have a higher accountability. They're going to be judged more harshly than those who are not. So it's extremely dangerous if you're called into business and you think to yourself, I could really be a great pastor. You know, I'm great at sales. I'm great at leadership. I should really get in there and really show the church how this is done. You know, you really shouldn't, unless Holy Spirit's told you to do that. Because you're getting outside of your lane. You're not following what God's put as your plan. It could be that he's set you up to be a business owner or an entrepreneur or a CEO that brings in massive money that can be used to fund the gospel. And maybe he may have you be a deacon or a support staff member within a local church. But if you're not called to be the leader of the church, you may actually be harming it instead of doing it good.
No, that's totally right on. I mean, and sometimes your job is to be out there in a business or run a business so that you can continue to spread the kingdom, no matter where you are and what you do.
Amen.
And even though you might be sending money into the church to help fund things to take care of people that need it, your main responsibility is still to spread the gospel. And so therefore, wherever your platform leads you, it makes me think of, I was listening to this video the other day, and it was somebody was doing a reaction video, and they played this guy who's a mathematician in somewhere in England. A mathematician.
Okay, just double checking, because
not,
you know.
Meth. No, we're not talking Breaking Bad here. We're talking
okay.
About,
just double checking, making sure we're on the same
guy
page.
Who likes numbers, right? So I listened to this guy, and probably for a good solid 5 minutes, easy, he spoke, and he talked about how things like science and mathematics, the reason that one of the reasons he got into it is because of God, and that's what he was called to get into. And he went on this like a mini sermon thing and started talking about how it proves that God exists, and it proves that of what he has done for us, and so on and so forth. And I'm like, wow, he, even though it was probably just a speech, really it was a sermon, and his sermon was better than some pastors I've heard. And the thing is, the reason it was like that is because he was functioning in his calling.
Hey,
not every
on.
Single believer is meant to be a pastor at a church.
Some
are meant
not.
To be accountants. Some are meant to be mathematicians, not meth. Math.
You know, I was going to tell you that every time you said it, your Louisiana accent was kind of making me think that I was hearing meth. And I was like, man, people are going to get the wrong idea. This is not the kind of church we're talking about here.
Well, you know, I mean, I try my best to not go too far, but sometimes the accent still comes out even all these years
later.
Oh,
just messing with you, my friend. Just messing with you.
Shout out to my Louisiana people. So,
hey, we got to have a little fun and laughter here, right?
That's how it goes. But, you know, that's kind of the thing, and this is part of what we're called to do, and that's help be an assist to the local body, be an assist to
that's right.
All the believers out there, and help wherever we can, right? So you have some of the people that are meant to be on the wall, then you got some of the people who are meant to fill whatever hole needed, whether it be an archer, a fighter, or be right out there and on the front line. And that's kind of one of the things that you and I have talked at length about, and that's where we're going. And so that's one of the reasons that we have this. We'll get into all those fun topics too that nobody likes to talk about, that everybody's afraid of, the social
it.
Topics of the day, and how we're supposed to handle it. So
how should we handle it, Vince? I mean, the reality is the world we're in today doesn't want to talk about 90% of the issues that people are dealing with.
True.
My daughter actually brought up some really good points, and I shared some of the topic ideas with you the other day. But out of all the ideas, and yes, once again, I'm not going to share all the ideas with the audience today because I do want them to come back and listen again. Yeah, there's like 30 something ideas that we came up with in one night.
Yeah, she was a really busy girl.
She is, and she had lots of good questions. And I will admit that most of those thoughts came from her. She's very brilliant. But she really brought out the point that she was like, Dad, why is it that nobody wants to address these issues? You know, we as young people in college, late high school, we have all these questions, but people don't want to talk about these topics. Well, the reality is, Vince, just like we talked about, either they don't know, they're afraid of the reaction of those that are around them, they're afraid to be unpopular, because they may not, you know, be the answers people want to hear. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. I mean, it all comes down to really, are you afraid of God or are you afraid of people? And the gospel tells us that we're supposed to fear God, who can destroy both soul and body in hell, and not the people around us. But so many times, exactly. So many times, many of us throughout our life have been so concerned about what others think that we've actually hindered the work of God that he wants to do in our lives.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting that you said you and your daughter had this conversation. I remember sitting there thinking about this one day, and I was teaching a class, and I'm sitting here going, you know, this is really good information. It's important information. You know, you're talking about the basics and foundations in the church and things that everybody needs to know, things like integrity and stuff like that, like the good stuff, right? But then it just kind of popped in my head. I'm like, what about the things that we're not talking about? Like the LGBT agenda that's creeping into the church, or people not wanting to address the issue of, does racism exist inside the church?
Oh, you're starting to meddle now, brother. Be careful.
I mean, why not? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sit down. The Bible says to come now, let us reason together. So let us sit at the table of brotherly love and talk about the things that are hard and uncomfortable, because not everybody goes through the same thing. Somebody that was raised with a silver spoon in their mouth don't understand the trials that someone who was raised with nothing, they don't understand that. Neither will somebody who was raised with nothing understand the fact that that person that came with a silver spoon in their mouth, all those same temptations that are there for that person with no money is there for that person that has all that money, except they have the money to go do it. And
come on. I mean, there's
they
different
can
dynamics.
Sink and die into it. And a lot of times that's what we're hearing. A lot of these young kids that come from affluent families are dying of drug overdoses. Why? Because they can get a hold of the stuff readily and easily.
Man, you said a mouthful already right there, Vince. I mean, you're exactly right. Everyone's dynamic is 100% different.
Right.
You know, if you're rich, you're poor. Yeah, there's different strokes, so to speak, for different folks. And I'm not trying to do a cliche from the past, like from when we grew up. But you
I thought
know,
you were talking about like that 70s show, Different Strokes.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to talk about that, but that's the cliche I'm referring to. But what I mean is, we really can't sit in the seat that someone else has sat in all their life. Just kind of like I've heard some people talk about, and we'll talk about this again on another episode, I'm sure. But the reality is many people, they'll try to say, you know, according to so-and-so, this is this and this, and they'll, you know, cite or quote an expert from a field in something. And then if you ask them, well, did you go back and reference all of the material that doctor or professor is quoting? Did you go study it yourself and verify the information? Well, no, but he's an expert and he had 77 sources and 22 of this is this. Right, but you don't know what he went through. He could have had a tragedy in his childhood that made him have a skewed point of view. And so when he looks at life, it could be like looking through a stained glass window for him, because he can only see it through a certain set of lenses. You don't know his past. You don't know his pain.
That's
you
true.
don't know what he's been through, and because of that he could have a skewed view as to what the reality around him is if no one has walked him through healing. And the reality is all of us have had pain. All of us have had moments of our life that have scarred us in some way, that if we don't allow Holy Spirit to get into our life and begin to dynamically change and transform us, we cannot be effective to those around us. Because what we're going to do is we're going to begin, and I hate to use the word, but we're going to vomit our point of view and our bias on others because we haven't allowed God to heal us.
No, that's right on, dude. You know, we all go through things and we're all skewed by those experiences and those traumas. And the truth of the matter is, like we said, you know, we've talked about that. One of the other issues that we don't talk about in the church is mental health and the fact that people are affected by those very traumas that skew our view. And it's really sad and it's really hard that we're not willing to do that. You know, the other night, because of some of the experiences I've had where I've sat with some Bible believing, like serious Holy Spirit listening to counselors and things like that have helped me walk through some of these traumas in my life, being led by Holy Spirit to lead and guide them as they're guiding me through dealing with this. And because of those experiences, I was able to sit in a meeting one day and do that with somebody. They were being honest, they're being vulnerable, and Holy Spirit, man, he just spoke and said, go through this process that you went through with this person. And so it did. And I mean, I could immediately, when it was done, see the freedom and the lift in their countenance. And although it's hard sometimes to walk through that, because now you start to feel different when you're set free. You're like, well, I'm so used to, you know, carrying this like ratty old blanket around. Now what do I do? And us as humans, sometimes we look to go pick up a blanket. Might not be the same blanket, might be the same blanket, but that's not what God wants us to do. He's take on my yoke because it's light. It's not heavy. It doesn't weigh you down or bog you down. He wants you to walk in that freedom. He wants you to walk in peace and in joy. You know, another thing, because we're kind of hard, and I know we're going in, we're just like, hey, let's topic after topic, but it's how to walk through like simple and practical things that we deal with that are hard for us. You know, any human, when you see somebody hurting because they've experienced a death in their family or something like that, you know, your heart kind of goes out to them, but you don't necessarily know what to say. And sometimes there's not much you can say, but the only thing you can do is sometimes is just sit there. I remember when we were going through one recently, I remember somebody saying, oh, you know, just let God give you joy through the pain and the hard times. And I'm like, you have no idea.
Hey, that's what exactly I'm going right. through.
Like, why are you telling me that? Joy, do you not understand the pain I'm in? And you know what? I was sitting at home one day and I felt like the Lord spoke to me and he said, you know, I'm going to show you what it means to have joy in sorrow. And he just kind of, I walked through this little thing with that. And man, I found that even when I was struggling with the whole process of what happened and how that person died suddenly and all of that, which we could get into at a later time, I found that I had peace and I did have joy. But it's not something you could just walk up to somebody and just blurt it out, because it's the Christianese term to say. You got to have the ability and the sensitivity to know, okay, it might not be the best time, so maybe I should just pray for them until the opportunity comes to really just speak into their life, or share the pain that I've been through, or share the story. So, I mean, we got to be sensitive to what God says, and we got to make sure that we got the word in us. And, you know, for those of you out there that may hear this at some point, wherever, look, don't beat yourself up if in the heat of a moment when you're talking to somebody, if you can't remember the exact address of where something is in the Bible. The word is the word, and it's living. And if you speak it into somebody's life, it will bear fruit. Maybe later on after you're done, you can go back and find out where that was and share that with that person, because that will be helpful to them. But it's no less life that you just spoke into them. So don't let the enemy beat you up in the heat of those moments that you're like, oh, man, I forgot where it's at. Well, I can't say nothing now. Because, you know, Christians are supposed to know everything.
That's not practical. I mean, if someone's trying to tell you that you need to know everything, that it literally is not practical.
Or possible.
Yeah, I mean, the reality is we all have limitations. And we're all learning continuously. Now, there are some people that have photographic memories. But that's not the norm.
I love those people.
I mean, I wish I could be one of those people.
Right.
But, you know, that's just not the normal thing. Praise God, no. Some people have that memory, but at the same time, all of us have the ability to continuously study the gospel. And as we do, God will, by nature, because of the reputation, write it on the tablets of our heart. That's what David was talking about. It's almost like he's like saying, memorize the scripture. No one wants to hear that because it's not fun. It's kind of like, you know, my wife's from Mexico, and the biggest gripe that she's had over the years is, you know, why haven't you picked up Spanish? We've been married for so long. Well, the reality is, if I don't practice it, if I don't continuously keep it before me, I will not remember the words, period. If I don't use it, I will lose it. And that's why we're told that we're supposed to continuously keep ourselves in the word, keep ourselves in the gospel, wash ourselves daily in the word, because we're supposed to cleanse our minds, cleanse our hearts, because what we're doing is we're keeping God's word and his truths always before us, always on our lips, always in our mind. It's kind of like this, Vince. Have you ever heard a song that was ultra depressing and you only heard the song once or twice, but you couldn't get it out of your mind?
Yes, I hate that.
So the thing is the reality is if we don't continuously keep ourselves bathed in truth that brings life, then all those things around us that bring in darkness, lies, death, hate, anger, depression, fill in the blank, whatever it is, disunity, you know, whatever, any of those things will be continuously on our mind instead of God and his grace, his mercy, his abundance, those things that he's trying to give us to build us up.
Right. No, that's absolutely true. And, you know, the other thing, Jesus himself said that that Holy Spirit would bring this stuff back to our remembrance, that if you've studied it, I like what I had a teacher tell me one time, Bible school teacher. I was so nervous about a test coming up, and they said, did you study? I said, I did. I said, but I'm really nervous. It's a lot of information to try to remember. And they're like, well, if it's in there, you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you to get it out. But if it's not in there, he can't put it in there, can he?
There you go.
Like, oh, wow, that's a great point. Now, if necessary, he could do a great miracle and bring it out there. I mean, he made a donkey talk, right? So he could do that with us. But by and large, it typically goes like this. You put it in, he can pull it out.
It's kind of like us eating a Cheeto and saying, Lord, let this Cheeto become a carrot as it goes down my trachea. Or my esophagus. Yeah, don't want it to go down the trachea. That's going to be unpleasant experience.
Very unpleasant. You
can tell I'm not the medical person in the house. I did catch it though. Exactly. But you know, it's the same thing, because we turn around and we expect God do this and this for me, and like it's going to be just some magic trick. And God's like, dude, there's some work you've got to put in this. I put natural laws in this earth, and if you don't abide by those laws, you're lost.
Right. Yeah, you can't just wake up and go on top of a three-story building and just jump off and expect to fly. Gravity's going to be there in the morning to pull you back to earth.
It will be there, and it will welcome you quickly.
Very quickly and painfully.
Yep. So, well, guys, I know that we've been talking for a while, and this is our first episode. We're going to try to keep these. At this point, we're thinking about 30 minutes or so. So it could be that it goes longer, but we want to make sure that you have a way to get a hold of us. At this point, you can visit the ministry website, mooseministries.org. There's a contact page there. You can contact us. If you have a prayer request, please reach out. Vince and I would love to pray for you. If you have a topic you would like us to discuss, if it's something that we are not familiar with, we'll go study it, and then we'll bring it to the conversation. We really want you to be a part of the conversation. Who knows? There may be a chance that we may invite some guests on with us as well.
That might know more than us about that topic.
They very well could, because between Vince and I, we know some pretty very well, maybe we should say extremely intelligent people when it comes to the gospel.
Yeah, that's true. I know some really smart people, and I'm just glad I get to hang around them.
Yep. Exactly. All right, guys. Well, y'all have a wonderful day, and thank you for joining us. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Later.